This is Manaima with Empower You and the Empower You podcast. In case you're not familiar with me or my story, this episode will give you a short background of who I am and why my work is so very personal to me. So I am an insatiable student of life. If you've ever watched The Secret, you may recall the beginning of the movie where the author, Rhonda Byrne, is explaining how she started on her search for The Secret. She describes how her life had collapsed around her. Her father died suddenly. Her relationships were in turmoil. My story was similar at the tender age of 18. My mother died suddenly during my first year of college. During my last year of high school, my younger sister had been diagnosed with a malignant brain tumor. And 2 years after my mother passed, my sister lost her life to cancer. I was devastated. Mind you, this happened in the late 80s. So although therapy was available, it was not nearly as mainstream as it is now. Attempting to keep going in spite of the emotional trauma I had experienced, as I entered adulthood, I was introduced to multi-level marketing and thus to the personal development industry that captured my attention like nothing else. From my early days, I learned of great speakers like Les Brown and Tony Robbins, and listening to their stories led me to other greats like Brian Tracy, Jim Rohn, Zig Ziglar, Dale Carnegie, and Napoleon Hill, just to name a few. I read their books, went to seminars, traveled to conventions, and started businesses just to be around the dynamic, positive energy of people who also studied the lives of those I mentioned. The ideas, stories, skills, and philosophy of these people helped ground me, and I began taking steps to develop myself. Since then, there have emerged hundreds more powerhouse speakers, and I'm happy to see more women with perspectives and philosophies that help me to embrace who I am, develop myself, and lean into the person I've become today. With that said, if you find yourself unsatisfied and craving bigger and better things out of life, we are kindred souls. In my program, Baby Steps to Big Things, I will share with you a compilation of the most important steps I learned studying some of the greats along my journey of development. I am Manaima, and Manaima speaks to empower you. Hello there and welcome to the Empower You Anchor podcast with Manaima, your host and founder of Empower You Coaching, New Connections, and Something Beautiful. This morning's episode is about fear. I believe we did one already. I did one. But this one is entitled, What's the Fear? WTF, what's the fear? So I was listening to a show of an associate of mine I met last year, a very dynamic woman named Karen Ann Webster. And she has a show every Saturday morning, 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you go over to her Facebook page, you'll be able to find her and stream from Facebook or her local radio station. But she has these powerful speakers on each week. And this morning she was talking to Lloyd Strayhorn. Amazing show. If you get a chance, tune in, listen in. But one of the things he mentioned that I had learned some time ago was that there are only two natural fears. Babies are only born with two natural fears. And those two natural fears are the fear of falling, and fear of sudden loud sounds. So going back to the original title of today's segment, what's the fear? How do we acquire all of the additional things that keep us from moving forward? All of the additional challenges that we acquire throughout life. How do we get to the point where we are stifled by quote unquote fears? Well, they're obviously things that we acquire from the people that we're around, the environments that we're born into, circumstances that occur during our experience on the planet. But with the knowledge that we only have two natural fears, then we can at least begin to rationalize, if you will, or begin to bring more attention to what it is that keeps us from moving forward. One of the biggest, greatest fears recorded around the world, if I'm not mistaken, second to nothing, is public speaking. So how do we go from having only two natural fears, which are falling and sudden loud sounds, to having such a strong aversion to speaking our own voice in front of groups of people? How does that happen? Well, I mean, we can rationalize it, or we can really just look at the facts. We acquire experiences throughout our lives. The challenge that we have as adults is many times we don't even realize what the experience was that created the fear that we carry with us now as adults. We don't put enough thought into it, or we put too much thought into it. It's an interesting switch. But the point of this podcast is to help shed some light on the fact that we create a lot of these fears, or they were created in us by experiences that we had. And these are not life-threatening experiences. Some of them may have been traumatic. Some of them may have been deeply disturbing. However, with the knowledge that we don't have those naturally, we were not created in fear. We were not created in the spirit of fear. Then how do we now move past those feelings, those ideas, those images in our mind, move past the energy that something terrible may happen if I step out of my comfort zone? How do we move past that? We can go all the way into, we can go in a lot of different directions with this topic, but PTSD, we can go through, you know, people who have lived through traumatic experiences, people who have lived through war, people who have lived through just sudden changes in their family dynamic, traumatic, all kinds of things. But when we're talking about just moving past our limitations, just moving just a little bit out of our comfort zone, then we can actually realize that it's just a little bit at a time, baby steps, if you will. Pun intended. Baby steps. One little step at a time, every single day. If you made just one small change, if you took one tiny chance, if you changed one small thing every single day for a year, you would be a completely different person a year from now than you are today. So what's the fear? We'll continue this. This is a very interesting topic. I'd love to hear any feedback that you have on this segment. It's too much to just put in a short segment, but I just wanted to pique your interest and let you know these are the things that we will be talking about in the Empower You podcast series. Thanks again for listening in. Thanks for sharing this moment with Manaima. Please don't forget to like and share, and I'll check you guys in the next segment.